From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. After a 10-day nationwide manhunt, law enforcement officials in Sacramento, California, have captured the alleged mass murderer, Nikolai Soltis. He was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list for the killings of his pregnant wife, 3-year-old son, and 4 other relatives. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Investigators always believed that Nikolai Soltis was hiding somewhere in the Sacramento area, and this morning they found him crouched under a desk in his mother's backyard. She'd only returned to her home Tuesday night with another son and his family after more than a week in protective custody. Police believe Soltis' relatives were still in danger, however, and were keeping watch. Just before 8 a.m., officers saw the family driving away from the house in a hurry. Turned out brother Stepan had seen Soltis in the backyard, but neither the cell phone nor the panic button installed by police seemed to work. The family drove to a nearby store where a clerk helped them call the authorities. Sheriff's Detective Chris Joachim took Soltis into custody.
As he heard us, he sprang to his feet and appeared as if he was going to run, and he thrust his hands in the air as soon as I entered the gate. So I immediately saw he wasn't armed. I secured my weapon, was able to grab him, extricate him from that little small area, and Sergeant Brown was able to handcuff him along with the assistance of several of our partners right outside that gate area.
The killings were particularly grisly and heartbreaking. According to police, Soltis first stabbed his pregnant wife, Leah Boff. Then he went to the home of his elderly aunt and uncle, stabbed them to death as well as their 9 and 10-year-old grandchildren, and stole several $1,000s. He then went to his mother's house, cleaned up, and ran off with his 3-year-old son. Police were desperate to find the boy alive. Instead, they finally found his bruised and bloody body at a rural trash dump in a cardboard box, along with some toys. This morning, Soltis was dirty, disheveled, and barefoot when he was arrested. Police said he appears to have been camping out. Sacramento Sheriff Lou Blanis said Soltis had with him a sleeping bag and a backpack.
There was a knife found in the backpack. The knife is consistent. We haven't positively identified it, but from what homicide tells me, it's consistent with a murder weapon.
Nikolai Soltis is a Ukrainian immigrant, part of a large, close-knit community of religious refugees who settled in the Sacramento area. Early in the investigation, there were reports that members of the Ukrainian community, suspicious of the police and fearful of Soltis, were being uncooperative, even intentionally misleading investigators. But today, Sacramento Police Chief Arturo Venegas denied that was the case.
There was a real sense of tragedy that was really felt throughout the Ukrainian immigrant community. And we have received a lot of information and a lot of cooperation from them. And so we also want to thank them as well.
More than a dozen relatives of Nikolai Soltis were placed in safe houses during the past 10 days. Today, his family thanked the people who sheltered them and everyone around the country who gave moral support. Cousin Boris Kuharsky spoke through an interpreter.
They were very thankful to everybody who took care of them, who helped them, because alone is impossible to survive in such a huge grief.
Nikolai Soltis is reportedly talking to investigators. He has not asked for an attorney. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.